I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. India's court backlog is 20 million cases. That's bad news for two children's Bible club trainers. They're facing coercion charges stemming from 2009. Dave Stravers is with Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India.
There's no basis for the charge. They were actually sound asleep in the middle of the night. It's during a training session. There weren't even any non-Christians involved, so how could they be converting anyone?
Court was postponed again to September 21st. Still, 3 years of harassment hasn't stopped the pair.
Since this case happened, they've all trained many dozens of leaders, and we've had lots of Bible clubs in this area. Karnataka is one of our big states of ministry.
Next, church leaders met for Life International's first Global Leaders Life Summit. The purpose of this conference? Jim Snyder with Reach Global, the international arm of the Evangelical Free Church Mission, says,
ultimately, we're addressing the issues of life, which are fundamental to how we view Scripture.
Leaders committed to include life's value in every area of ministry. When churches address sanctity of life issues, Kurt Dillinger with Life International says the gospel will be key.
That's how God designed it. It is a Jesus ministry.
And an Operation Mobilization team in Ecuador is starting to see results, but not the ones they expected. The team has been ministering for years to the isolated residents of Santa Island. Up till now, there's been little response, and most of that by women. That all changed 2 weeks ago. Three men came to the services, and by the end, all three had given their lives to Christ. The team is celebrating their breakthrough, and discipleship is next. Pray with them, will you? Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. All this month, Mission Network News is offering the book Reformation in Foreign Missions by Bob Finley with Christian Aid Mission. Get your free copy by calling us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the ad link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.